So going into the match, I already went in with a clear game plan that I wanted to execute, and there's always things that get thrown your way during every match, and so things are not as simple as okay, this is what I'm going to do, and that's going to work. So it was more of adapting well to things that were coming and keeping a good perspective. She was playing very, very, very well, and I think both of us raised each other's level. Really well, so that's why it ended up being the match that it was. It was a really epic battle, and it was one of those where very little separated us. So I felt I did a very good job to have come through that in the end.
It was really enjoyable to watch. Which, face it, you know, from my point of view as a kind of casual observer of tennis, that's what we want to see in these championships, is just, you know, two players going at it, and somebody is going to break, or something is going to break. Venus in the semi-final, if you played again today, what would you do differently?
Quite honestly, I think I would try and I guess get myself a little bit more into the match, to get myself more gripped into certain games and certain points. But in terms of the actual level of the match, she played incredibly well that day. So there's honestly not too much else I could have done. I mean, there's always things I can do a little bit better. I can serve a little better. I can make sure that my first strikes have got a little bit more on them, and maybe neutralize her balls a bit more. But again, so many things are decided on the day, because I go out there to play against someone who's out there to win just as much as I am. So it's not always that simple.
Yeah, sure. Before Wimbledon, of course, I mean, it's you know, slipping into the memory quickly, the Aegon International at Devonshire Park, and you had that horrible fall and landed on your back that looked really painful. How long did that affect you for?
Well, I was definitely sore for a few days, and that's why I couldn't play the next day. And we made the decision with my team and my doctors that it was not going to be the best thing to continue there. And yeah, it cleared up quicker than we maybe initially anticipated. So that gave me the chance to compete as I did at Wimbledon.
Yeah, and your first couple of games you got through quite quickly, which I suppose helped as well, did it?
Well, I mean, my first round was maybe a little bit quicker, but then my second round was a complete battle. It was I was out there for 3 hours and 10 minutes against Donna Vekic, so that was actually another great battle that I had. I was very fortunate this year's championships. I got to play some really great battles.
Okay, Joe, we've got a few minutes left with you, and I wanted to cover some time of your time in Eastbourne. So mm-hmm. You moved here, I think, at the age of 14. So what did you make of moving to Sussex?
Well, actually, initially when we came to the country, we were in London. So Right. We moved down to Eastbourne, I think about seven, eight years ago now.
Right.
That's where I go home to. That's where mum and dad are. When I go home there, I love being just a hermit, and to really stay inside our own four walls. And I go to the cinema there a lot. So that's usually the only place I really venture out when I'm home.
Okay, which is probably not a lot, because I don't know. I mean, you'll be back on tour very soon. I don't know when the next tournament is.
Well, exactly. I get a week off now, and then a 2 week training block, and then actually I head to Toronto to start our lead up to the US Open. So, I mean, you know, with the tennis season, it's nonstop. It's a constant going. But yeah, so that's what we're doing now.
Can you give me an idea what it's like for your parents? What do they say to you? How does the conversation go, you know, either before these big games, quarterfinals, semifinals, things like that? It must be tough on them.
Well, my mum does struggle to watch me live, so she doesn't really stay in the stadium to watch me. She generally watches me off a screen so she can walk around and walk off her stress more than anything. But with my parents, I mean, they are there before and after the match to remind me that they love me, and that the results of any certain match, it's not the be-all, end-all.
We heard last week on the radio station from Justin Schering at the Weybridge Tennis Academy. Give us an idea of the part that he's played in making you the player you are today.
Well, he was a massive support for me in a period of my life where things were actually very difficult mentally in terms of my route and where I felt I was in my development moving forward. So it was a massive support to me, but also to my parents. He's become a family friend.
Great. And what do you think, and coming back to this point we were making earlier, what do you think you've put in place, the people around you, that's really enabled you to move up the rankings to where you find yourself now? What are the kind of key components of that, do you think?
Well, I'm surrounded by great people. I'm surrounded by a team that where everyone's working towards the same goal, and that's to make me the best that I can be. Wherever that is, that's where that will be. But to make sure that no stone is left unturned, to really make sure I maximize everything that I have in this sport. And then I think most importantly, good humor. I think we have a great humor in the team. So I think that's also very important.
Okay, and you bring in muffins, no doubt, plays a part in that as well.
Yes, muffins is a recent addition. But while I'm staying at home and I have access to an oven, who knows what I'll be baking.
but that, you know, there's other people who are, you know, at the top of their games, helping you to be at the top of yours. So there's an added pressure there as well to deliver on the effort they're putting in too, isn't there?
I mean, that you can look at it like that, but I don't personally look at it like that, and I know my team doesn't either. I am human and they are human too. I can only do the best that I can. I can only really go out there and try my hardest, and I guess we all need to be okay with what that brings us on the day.
Well, it certainly seems to be going on in the right direction. And congratulations again for getting to the semi-finals last weekend. Your new world ranking at number 4.
Thank you very much.
Just remind us who's ahead of you. You've got to get past.
I think it's, Carolina's the new world number 1. And I think then it's Simona and maybe Angie. I think that's that. I think so.
You should be able to just pass
Well,
them.
Yeah, it's not that simple, but I will keep trying.